Welcome once again to another audio snippet from the Church of Texas. I've been talking about grace and law here in different situations that concern that garden issue, which was an allegory of how grace and law work together and not against each other. Now, chapter 8 of Romans is a great example of a powerful word that we need to know because of this problem that we have with law and grace. Chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in the Messiah Yeshua, who walk and live not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua Messiah has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that we were weak through the flesh, God, Yahweh, sent in His own Son, Yeshua, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh." Now, this is the most important scripture you're going to ever read concerning law and grace. "That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit of Yahweh in us." Now, I've gone over this a couple of times, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but to make things really very clear to some people, we need to go over this one more time, because this is the most powerful scripture that I've ever found concerning this problem that we have with law and grace. Now, when you yield your life and you become a living spirit instead of a dead spirit born into this dead world, when you become a living spirit and the Yahweh Spirit lives in you and leads your life and not let you do things of the flesh, but let you lead things in the spirit of righteousness because of Yahweh's Spirit. Because He leads you, He's your life now. He is the one that directs you. And because it's Him who lives in you and not you in yourself, then you are able to fulfill everything that Yahweh Himself gave as law concerning the statutes, judgments, and all those things. So we are able to fulfill the righteousness because it's not us, but Yahweh in us who does the fulfilling of the righteousness of the law. We ourselves would never do that, and neither could those of the old days before Yeshua could do it because they tried to do it by the flesh, and the flesh will not and cannot ever, ever obey Yahweh our God. It has to be by the Spirit of Himself in us, doing the work through us to accomplish His will and purpose on earth. So again, this passage of Scripture is so vitally, vitally important that we remember, again, that when we read that Scripture, that the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of Yahweh who's in us. So it's important that we remember to walk in the power of Yahweh's Spirit. Now, if you're not doing that, that means you're falling short, and you need to test to see if you really are in grace and faith. Because if you're not fulfilling the righteousness of the things that Yahweh expects us to do, then we're falling short somewhere, and that either means you have not totally yielded your life to receive Yahweh and to receive Yeshua's life, then you are falling short and not in what we call the born-again position, which is to know that your life is turned completely around. Now, if you don't have new friends, you haven't experienced the new friends, the new attitude of your life towards living in this world and those things, then that's a test that something's not right, that you haven't yielded. You wanted to and you thought you did, but you haven't. And you need to redo that. You need to get back on your knees, repent, and ask Yahweh to fill you up with His Spirit, and that you are going to yield to His Spirit and not live by your flesh. And His power will overcome and lead you by His Spirit and not the flesh. And that's what you're going to have to do to fulfill all the will that God has got for you in this life that you live on this earth.